Hey, Slasher Scream Queens, welcome back to the Horror Daddies podcast.
Oh, where we talk about horror movies?
And the daddies in them.
I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Carlos.
And Carlos?
Yes, sir.
I'm bulletproof.
Okay.
Nothing to lose.
Pop off, King.
I am Vivarium.
Okay.
Thank you, audience. Thank you.
Oh my god,
that's the movie we're watching today.
Yeah, we watched Vivarium, directed by Lorcan Finnegan and written by Garrett Shanley and Lorcan Finnegan.
Shit, you kind of killed those names. I'm not gonna lie.
It's the glasses, baby. I got new.
You look
one.
Smarter. I was gonna say you look a little smarter.
I'm a little smarter this week. Okay. But yeah, we watched Vivarium on Netflix. This was a listener's suggestion
from the roulette of horror. Thank you. I saw the lightning. It was just taking a little.
The sound traveled exactly. A little slower than lightning.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. It's not used to being this early.
No. But before we do jump into the movie and read our synopsis and budget, did you fight any demons this
week? Girl,
tell me.
I fought some demons. I fought demons. I wrote it down. That's how. I was like, I need to save this for the podcast.
Let me know.
First of all, I got to talk about hot guys on TikTok trying to be deep.
Like me?
Like, no, bitch. Not on TikTok. Yeah. Okay. If you were on TikTok, you'd probably be on this list.
Okay.
I'm talking about your boy, Thor Bradley.
Ooh.
I get it. He's hot. I get it.
Okay.
But this, I was scrolling through TikTok and I see him going like, have you ever thought about like a dream? And I'm like, motherfucker, just cut wood. Like, we're watching for that content. We don't care what you got to say. Just cut wood and go, yeah, bitch. Like, that's all you got to do, bro.
Do I look like I give a fuck?
Exactly. Cut the wood.
I mean, the wood.
But imagine, like, you're like, he's going to cut the wood. And as soon as he goes to cut it and say his thing, he goes, anyways, guys, you know, remember to be happy. And that your dreams are not only dreams, but reality. Motherfucker, it's nice to say when you film yourself on TikTok, I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work and be miserable.
I mean, yeah. So, was he at least shirtless?
No, that's the fucked up part. If he was shirtless, I'd be like, all right, cool, I get this content. Yeah, no. But no, it was like a close up and it's like, okay, bro.
And don't call him my boy.
Your man?
No. My new man is David Cornsweet. I told you this.
Yeah, but that's an actor.
And Alan Ritchson.
I'm not. Thor Bradley has nothing to do with
it. I've already moved on from all the other men in my life.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
And he's going to write a note like all the men, the boy I've loved or whatever.
To all the boys I've loved.
Yeah. To all his TikTok crushes.
Yeah.
Is Henry Cavill on that list?
I moved on.
Wow.
I told you this.
Well, I mean, that's good that you've grown. I feel like you've grown. You look mature. Thank you. You've matured.
Yeah, it's the glasses.
It's the glasses. Mm-hmm. Well, have you fought any demons today? Because that was mine. I was like fucking pissed off. I was like, bro, just shut up, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. I feel like I fight demons every day.
You do.
I do.
You should write it down.
The thing is like I could, but I also cannot say a lot of it.
Well,
Let's just say that I have a happy death day scenario every day.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like this movie, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could write it like journaling. It'd be good for your mental health.
That's true.
But you can like then change it up so you can do like a metaphor on top of that.
Let me tell you what's a good demon that I fought this week. Mormons.
Oh, shit. I know what you're talking about because that shit woke me up too.
Yeah, I was dead asleep. Dead asleep. Knowing damn well I was in a good sleep too. I think the dream was real good too. And I'm not saying it was wet, but it was a good dream.
It was moist at least.
And all I hear is the doorbell and then barking.
Yep.
And then I look at the Ring doorbell and I just see Mormons.
And then they're like laughing at
them. And then they see my doormat and they start laughing. And that triggered me. Because it is a funny doormat.
Because
but you just woke me up.
It's funny because I know they're hearing the dogs bark and then seeing the doorman be like, haha, true. Yeah. That does sound like a zoo.
Because my doormat says, what does it say?
It says something like, there's a zoo. It's like a zoo in here or something like that.
Yeah, this house is a zoo or something bullshit like that. But I get it. It's funny. But you just woke me up. And that's not funny.
Did you come out?
Hell no.
You just left
them? Left their little pamphlet saying the word of Jesus. And I said,
bye.
Trash. I'm sorry.
That goes with what I'm saying. Jesus, nobody wants to hear you. You're just hot. Because of the TikTok, you know, the hot Jesus. Wasn't that a commercial? Exactly. Thank you. Like, it was a hot Jesus picture. Nobody wants to know what he wants to say.
Well, it's not that. It's just, you just woke me up.
Did you, were you able to go back to sleep?
No, I was up already.
Damn.
Once I woke up, I'm up.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
So that's who I fought this week.
Well, the demon was Jesus.
At least it wasn't the strangers.
That's a good point. Because then you would have opened that door and we would have all been dead. I would have been pissed as hell.
Where's Tamara? I'm like, ain't no Tamara fucking live here. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to sleep.
You got Jesus in there? That's what you got.
You know, I don't know which one's worse. Like, you want to come in? And the first, I would have put the Ouija board right at the entrance.
Dude, that's such a good idea.
Like, come in.
Let's talk at the table and then have the Ouija board with candles all over. Yeah,
set up at the table as soon as they come in.
Yeah.
They be like, Jonathan, go set up the candle. They probably would have gave me such a fucking lecture.
You know, I did.
You're worshiping. You know what my mom used to do when they used to knock on the door? We're going to go before we go to the movie. She used to, the incense sticks. She would like do this to the door.
And so it just smells like that?
Well, they would leave. Because they consider that witchcraft.
What the fuck? Oh, that's a good life hack.
My mom would just do that and they would leave.
So life hack. If you don't want Mormons.
Saw it many times and every time it worked.
Or just set up like the front door to look satanic as hell. And I know they're not getting near the house.
So I came home the other day and they left a second pamphlet. They're really trying.
What the fuck?
But then, oh, the gays.
Exactly.
The gays are pushing the agenda.
You should have came out with like the most flamboyantly gay like possible outfit.
That's the thing. I don't want to talk to them though. They're gonna keep talking. Yeah.
I've talked to them and it's not fun.
Me too.
And dating them is even worse. Anyways, I used to. There was one time I was having dinner or not dinner. I was having lunch with a coworker.
Dinner, depending on what time you.
Exactly. Whatever. Depending where you're at, and. A person came up, was like, oh, I just want to see if you guys had the time to talk about Jesus. And I literally, with no hesitation, was talking. I said, what did I say? Fuck. I was like, I support Satan. And I just kept talking. And he went. And then before he left, he was like, I just want to say, before I leave, Satan's lying to you. And I know he may seem like he's giving you a good offer and things, but he's going to take advantage of you later in the future. I hope you come to your senses and find Jesus. I love you, man. And then walked away.
And you see,
and I said,
that's my issue.
Nice.
I grew up Catholic, Christian, I think depending on who you ask, if it was my mom or dad's side. But anyways, I had the crucifixes. So I'm a Catholic. And I don't say that I'm not a believer and I'm not saying
I'm
a believer.
Yeah.
Just don't push that shit on me.
No,
let me believe in what I believe in.
I totally get it.
And let me do what I do in my house and don't push it on me.
I mean, hey, I always say God gave us free will,
right?
I don't
walk around and be like, you should be a homosexual. You would fucking slay.
That's true. That's true.
You stay hetero, you stay boring, that's up to you.
I mean, even though you ask me every day, do you still love your girlfriend? Just asking. When I was single, you were like,
that's a lie.
Jonathan, how's the options going?
Okay, that was you were single. That's different. I said, are you sure?
He's like, I'm just saying, hey.
Cause
no?
Because you seem not to have any luck.
I'm just saying, hey, I don't kiss and tell.
You got the ass for the bottom, okay? So I was just making sure.
Those are some strong soldiers. So for all my bottoms out there, I salute you.
Yes, I do. But anyways.
But yeah, no, I totally get you. Like, it is like a fucked up. I don't know. It just feels so like intrusive. Like, don't knock on my door. We also don't live a normal schedule. So like, it's like,
I'm about to put up a sign. Like, I work nights. If you knock on this door, you might get hit.
They're like, yo, don't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a good idea. I know people do that where it's like no soliciting or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not a bad idea.
No, but then I need Amazon. So.
Oh, shit. You're right. They don't knock anyways.
They don't.
They go. Okay.
Nah, they like
they pretend.
Like click.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they send the picture.
Yeah, but that's it, right?
That's pretty much it. Those are the demons I fought this
week. Alrighty, well, we'll see how our demons are next week.
Okay. Well.
Oh, and before, if you want to support us directly, we do have our merch store down below. So look at how sexy Jackson looks with our vintage Whore Daddies logo made by Moa. And then we have our basic Whore Daddies logo as well.
Jackson looked like he's singing for his life. And he's giving that last note up there, like, and I. You know,
what, look at him. He vibrates. Yep. That's what he's doing. Yeah,
he's doing that. He's doing the Mariah Carey. So Vivarium did have a budget of $4 million. What I found for worldwide gross was only 487 thou. So I'm assuming that it wasn't released, you know, like worldwide. Probably had a really, really, really small release, which is why probably Netflix has it. I wonder
if this was a maybe Hulu exclusive or something, because I've been seeing, or
Netflix,
like,
because it's Netflix that has it.
Okay, because I've been seeing this movie with like Hulu,
Oh, I see.
So I don't know. Maybe.
It did have a lot of companies in the beginning.
Yes, I was
studios.
Like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
In one screen, it was like five different logos. Yeah. I was like, what's happening?
So, Vivarium, the synopsis of Vivarium is a young woman and her fiancé are in search of the perfect starter home. After following a mysterious real estate agent to a new housing development, the couple finds themselves trapped in a maze of identical houses and forced to raise an otherworldly child.
Of course. And it is fucking weird. Mm-hmm. This movie is very strange. If you guys have never seen it or are interested in it, it's an hour and a half movie. Yeah. It's an easy watch, and I was entertained. I liked it, and I
thank you for the suggestion. You know who you are, and if I'm allowed to say your name, you didn't tell me that. So
yep, but we'll probably put a note next time to be like, you will be mentioned if anything. yeah, because we did. I forgot to put that up. Like, if you are,
I thought mentioned. I did.
Did you? I don't remember.
I thought we did that. Okay. Anyways, with the cast,
we know next time. So the cast, it's.
Are you?
Imogen Poots as Gemma Pierce. Jesse Eisenberg as Tom. Jonathan Arias as Martin. Oh, wait, I recognize him. Oh, he's in Sherlock. That's where I recognize him. And Rogue One.
Okay.
Sinan Jennings as young boy. Enan Hardwick as older boy. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
We do have it's a very small cast. It's pretty much a one location story if you really kind of think about it.
Yeah.
There's like scenes that take place in other scenes, but are really small scenes. The rest of the movie takes place in one home.
Yeah. So if you're wondering what the meaning of Vivarium is.
Yes, I want to know this.
So it's very close to the name. It is technically a terrarium.
Okay.
And Vivarium means a place of life. It's an area usually enclosed for keeping and raising animals or plants or for observation or research. Mm. Also, a vivarium may be small enough to sit on a desk or a table, such as a terrarium or an aquarium.
Gotcha.
Or maybe very large structure, possibly outdoors. Large vivariums, particularly those holding organisms capable of flight, typically include some of sort of dual door mechanisms, such as salty port for entry and exit, so the outer door can be closed to prevent escape before the inner door is open.
Gotcha. I mean, that makes sense. Vivarium is life, and then okay,
interesting. So like I guess it does. Vida, which is life in Spanish.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like I think it makes sense with the context of the movie. Right. Like I can see it how it makes sense.
There's a lot that we can conversate about this movie because it's like, why are they put here? What is the main reason for them to be studied? Because we don't see any outside perspective. Nope. We're only seeing this the perspective of them.
It's a character study between these two characters.
And the child that they have to raise. Because they get a child and they're like, you have to raise this kid in order to...
Because Gemma and Tom are a couple. Mm-hmm. And pretty much they're looking out for a home to, you know, kind of move their life forward.
Yeah.
And they stumble upon this like company and called Yonder. And it's like this complex, and there's like this really weird guy, and takes them to look at the house.
Yeah, Martin, the real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gets stuck. They get stuck there. They can't leave. Every time they drive away, they cannot leave. They're stuck in this home.
Yeah.
And Martin disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that it is just how are these people put in this situation, and then they're given this thing that looks like a baby.
It's a baby from what we see.
Yeah, in our perspective, is a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it they make a point of like, do you have a child? Yeah. Are you planning for a child?
Yeah,
it's like kind of they're trying to fish this information from you, and then they put you in that situation. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting. Like it's like it does feel like something's watching them the whole time and taking care of them, because that's the thing, you're stuck, you can't do anything.
Well, someone's leaving care packages or being left out, someone's picking up the trash.
Exactly. And we don't see them, they just look away and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. It's very quick.
That's some good garbage, man.
You know, what I find interesting is, like, is this a study of, like, once you have a child, you technically lose your freedom in a way?
I can see that. Because I think this is definitely a metaphor of parenthood.
Yes.
I think this movie kind of shows you the one-sided parenthood.
I wrote in my notes stuff that I want to talk about. Sorry.
No, you're good.
The all-American dream of owning a house and having a child. But the only thing is that once you do that, you basically grow old, you raise this child, and he might possibly just walk out of your life and leave you to die.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think this is like the dark side of parenting where it could be an unwanted child. They weren't planning for a child, at least right away, and then they're just given this. So it's like, how are these people coping with, like, having this life with them that they can't even connect? Like, to the point where, like, the child, it doesn't even sound real. Like, he doesn't even look real.
Yeah.
Motherfucker look AI. And it's like, you can't even connect. Like, I think they did that on purpose. So that way, there's a disconnection between them.
So the kid doesn't seem like it's a real
person. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, immediately, but just by hearing him, you can just be like, this is not a thing.
He sounds like the voice of Glenn and Glenda from Seed of Chucky.
Because he's a child. Like Billy Boy. Yeah, it's a child with like a adult voice.
Yeah.
And he's voiceover the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he looks like Martin, which Martin is like very basic, bland outfit. He almost looks like a fucking slick, energy vampire.
Yes,
what we do in the shadows.
Slick back, gel hair.
The kid looks
Mormon. Now it's on the topic. He looks like Mormon.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
so, and then he always carries a book afterwards too.
Yeah,
which is kind of funny.
That book to me feels like his Bible.
Yeah.
Of like life outside of yonder.
Yeah.
Like you the book is in this weird language where
it looks like the Pokemon symbols, like
from part 3. yeah, where Gemma and Tom can't understand the book, but he can, and I feel like that book is teaching him the world outside of yonder and how the real world is, because they're raising this kid, and I feel like the study is to raise this kid and see how they function as parents.
Yeah.
And because originally what I read that they wanted this to be a punk couple, like rock on.
Baby.
Yeah. Interesting. Which would have been weird.
Yeah. I think I like this like more normal family, but that they want to live like their own kind of like, you know, like just more progressive life. Yeah. I would say that where they have the option to just not have a child, like not have those expectations with them.
And you're never ready to be a parent.
No, either. I feel like being a parent, you're never ready until you have that baby and you just tackle it head on, you know? And even then you're still
learning
every day. Which is hard. That's the dark side of parenting that, you know, as a kid, I never fucking thought about that. Like I was just like, why are my parents not buying me shit? And I'm like, oh,
why can I only get 4 nuggets? I want 10.
And it's like, I'm hungry. Then I realize, I grew up and I'm like, oh, wow.
Shit's expensive.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. They were learning when we were learning, they were also learning as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially when you're a first child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's hard. So we never really see that dark side. And then in this situation is they're just giving this child. It's unexpected. It's unplanned. Mm-hmm. So it's fucked up because you don't know what to do.
No.
They're butting heads, you know. Mm-hmm. Gemma and Tom are always having a hard time trying to raise this child, and they don't know how to do it. They're too focused on trying to leave.
Yes, exactly. You know?
And
they're not focusing on.
And this kid is not helping.
Okay, y'all. If y'all thought Esther was annoying, if y'all thought the kid from Babadook was annoying, this child would have been murdered. Day one.
Yeah. And they were planning on it. They were planning on it. Or he was.
Yeah. Because it's like, somebody's going to come get him if I kill him.
And that's true. Because at first I was like, if this thing is not even human, then what the fuck is what's the point? Just fucking fucking beat it up.
So
or
you see, that's
that bitch up.
That's where I think that metaphor is coming from. It's like, let's see how you raise this version of him and see how this version of him acts out in the world.
Yeah.
So it's like, the way you get read is the way you're going to act at the end of the day.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You might change your ways because you see your parents are sometimes all fucked up and you don't want to be like them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're going to keep
following
them.
Or you might raise them perfectly fine and end up shooting up a school or something.
Unfortunately, yes. So that's why this movie is very interesting. And then towards the end, she seems to be going through like different levels or stages of people from before, which yeah. that tripped me, and I don't know what the fuck was going on.
So obviously, I think this is supposed to be.
I'm like, damn, the sidewalk lean lift. If I would have known that,
some cartoon ass world, yeah. Tom and Jerry ass. Yeah. Because like the thing, it's definitely an experiment somehow, some alien species or something. Because mm-hmm. there's a part, because the kid can mimic everyone that he meets.
Yeah.
Which is something that, like, I don't understand either. He just is mimicking. So I'm thinking it's like an alien trying to be human.
That, and I'm also taking it as your kid will tend to mimic one of your parents. Will become one of... Fuck. When you have a kid, I feel like it attaches to one of the parents more than the other.
Yeah, I can see that.
Where it's like, it tends to act more like that parent more than the other. Like me, they say I act like a lot like my mother.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which I don't.
You don't think so?
No. I'm more chill.
You are chill. Yeah, that's true. You are definitely more chill. I guess you are your sister. Yeah. But I guess I do understand that. Because it's like whenever they say words, they start saying it in the same voice. Mm-hmm. Or like with Tom, he'll start just talking like Tom. Mm-hmm. But that kid definitely has, he understands that Tom does not want anything to do with that fucking child.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend made a good point that's like she stays inside the house taking care of him,
yeah.
and he's always outside because he finds out that the dirt is made out of clay,
yeah.
and he's digging down and digging down and digging down
because he thinks there's a way out, maybe going down.
I come from the land down under.
Yep, which is so weird that this little motherfucker opens up the sidewalk and goes underneath, but there's nothing when he's digging. There's nothing.
I mean, it's probably just like
it's just trippy.
It's yeah, it's weird. Like, it makes me feel like, do I want to take it seriously and be like, mm-hmm. oh, this is like an alien species that's living on Earth and is trying to just lure humans to this, to yonder, but yonder, like I said, it's like from beyond, kind of like yonder's kind of like out there. So it's like, is it taking it to like a spaceship bullshit thing mm-hmm. simulation and mm-hmm. it's kind of studying them that way?
Well, it's also studying their psyche because they don't have any type of music.
Yeah, no simulation.
No sound.
The TV is like some weird, like,
fucking... It's like when you go to the therapist and they show you a picture and they're like, what's this? And you're like, what's the first image you see? That's what it looks like.
Rorschach
test. That's what it looks like. And then they also don't have... Their food is bland. It looks real, but it tastes like nothing.
It looks beautiful. Like, that mm-hmm. strawberry looked juicy as hell, but he tasted it and he said no flavor.
There's no flavor to none of the food they get. And when they do get the food, it just looks like the food you buy for your child for her fake little My Little Kitchen.
Yeah. So now cut to our sponsor. HelloFresh. With code WHOREDADDIES, you can get a meal that looks plastic as hell.
Unfortunately, no. But if you want to, we open to the suggestion.
But yeah, so like there's no simulation. Mm-hmm. The only simulation is you got a little kid going woof, 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 and then screaming like no fucking other until he gets food.
When Tom slammed him against the fucking ground, it was so satisfying.
It was. I was a little bit like, Tom, you could have done a little harder.
Right.
But...
Maybe a curb stomp. Because that motherfucker was still laughing. I would have been like, no.
He got up and started dancing.
No, in my anger, kid laughing.
No.
And you're not mine. And you might be an alien.
You might be an alien. That's the part. Boom. You're an alien?
Somebody might come get you. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so there was a part where Tom wanted to lock him in and just starve the kid. He was fucking done with it.
Good idea.
Because he had good intention. Tom was kind of smart.
He was throughout just trying the whole to find movie. A way out.
He burnt the house.
Mm-hmm. It went back the next day like nothing ever
like
happened.
Nothing. That insurance company came in quick. And then he was like, let me starve the child because mm-hmm. if they don't want this child to die, they'll come and get him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, he's thinking. He's smart.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, Gemma is a teacher.
Yeah.
And she feels some sort of connection because it looks like a child. So it's like her human instincts come in and then mm-hmm. tries to nurture the child.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Tom just stops interacting with this kid.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look at him. Like, he just stays outside the whole time.
So it starts getting to the point where he's wedging a bridge between them. And yeah, to the point where he kind of starts sleeping outside in the hall rather mm-hmm. than going home to his family.
Yep.
Which it can happen with couples when...
You know, she's not doing well.
Yeah, and they'd rather be at work or rather be doing other things than going home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which instead of dealing face on with the problem.
Yeah, which is an unfortunate part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every family, like, if there's issues and it seems like... The only problem is that I don't know if Gemma and Tom had, like, communication issues. Because it doesn't seem... Like, they seem fine. But we don't see much of it until they're stuck. But
Tom's also very weird because even in the beginning when they get to Martin and Martin tries to shake his hand, he goes, hey, dude. Like, he doesn't even try to shake Tom Martin's hand.
Yeah, but Tom looked like a... He looked weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Tom is... Well, he did...
Or, like, I'm sorry, not Tom. Martin.
Martin did look weird, but Tom is... Why are you being rude?
Yeah, he's kind of, like, set on his own way. Like,
I'm sorry that your Lex Luthor character didn't work out. Like, why are you being mad about it?
He's salty, bro. Yeah, I totally get that. And... This is where every day the boy starts growing older.
Yeah, so the boy seems to be, by 90 days, he's about 8 or 9 years old.
8 or 9, yeah, I can see that.
And by 98 days, he's already that old.
And Gemma makes a fucking, she makes it clear, I'm not your fucking mom.
Yeah.
Like, very clear, I'm only fucking taking care of you because it's that's the rules, apparently. Mm-hmm. I have to take care of you, that's it.
He also screams if he doesn't get his food.
Which is... at first I was like, well, he's going woof, woof, woof and running around. That's just a kid.
No.
But like, then he started screaming. I was like, yeah, I can't do that. That's exactly what he sounded like.
Yeah. And then also at one point he starts imitating them, like going, and the camera goes back and forth after he's each one of them.
Yes.
And I was like, is there two of them here?
That's what I thought too. Yeah, and he's like doing an argument between them because he had like kind of a little fight before. And
he imitates the fight.
Yeah.
He also will imitate the sex maybe later.
He was watching. He was. But you know what? I was kind of like, okay, that was a good impression.
Oscar winning.
Yeah. Okay. I would have been like, okay, you have a future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also wanted to mention that you did say how the houses kind of looked. It was very like fake looking and everything.
Yeah, it's clouds. Like CG.
Well, I guess the budget can, you know, whatever. But I also think it was kind of purposely done because it's supposed to be a terrarium.
Yes.
Where they're living in.
I can totally see that because if I thought that we weren't going to see more of it. I thought it was just going to be because this one shot that looks like straight up fucking cartoon The Incredibles. Like, you know, when they're going to their house. But then they go to the ceiling and they see that it just goes on forever. They show you the clouds. The clouds look like literally like Andy's bedroom from Toy Story.
It's
like
Toy Story.
So super cartoony. And I was like, okay, it's aesthetic. It's
giving Toy Story. It's giving Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
It's giving
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Like Tim Burton. Like Tim Burton directed this movie. Yes, like it's like very.
Beetlejuice is going to come out of the grass and be like, I'm here to help.
And there's even stop motion. There's even claymation here.
Yeah.
So it's like. I noticed that I was like, okay, it wasn't just like one scene because they didn't want to repeat the houses or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just the aesthetic of the movie.
Right.
This is all cartoony.
That's why I think it was done on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I'm still stuck on the levels we were seeing of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Were they people that were there before?
So,
or are these people that are there at the same time as them, but they don't realize that?
Yeah. So we should explain that the kid grows up and...
He's going to Mormon school every morning.
Every morning he's leaving somewhere, knocking on the front door, actually. Well, laughing at the...
Well, we should say that by this time, he locked him out.
And then the parents are gone out of the house. They're homeless.
Which I find that very interesting that it's like, you already raised me. I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this child, it's almost like, do you think this would have happened if they would have taken care of him? Like, do you think that... They would have kicked them out, or because they were so distant from this child and they didn't want him, they made it clear.
That's the interesting. It's that depending how you raise him, how will he act?
Yeah,
which is exactly how it will happen depending on how you raise your child, your parenting skills, yada yada. I still think he would have left them out because at the end of the day, they have to be released once he's ready to go into the world.
But the word "release" is used very loosely,
exactly.
Because I was thinking maybe because you know Tom. Was so like he almost murdered the fucking child. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you tried murdering me, mom. Yeah, you fed me and whatever, but you're not my mom. So he was like, all right, see you guys, I don't need you, like, mm-hmm. bye. But like, I wonder if they show like, okay, let me take care of it, like if it was on my child,
then they would have lived
through it, or they would have like gone to a different place, or if they would have just died, you know.
Yeah.
So like, we don't have an answer for that because all we see is that they get locked out. Mm-hmm. They're homeless and Tom is sick because he's been sleeping in the fucking hole all the time. He's exhausted.
I mean, they're not really eating if you think about it. They're locked out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So he dies and the boy brings a body bag and fucking ships him fucking Amazon Prime to the fucking hole. Straight to hell.
And we discovered that earlier. We probably mentioned this already, but Tom did find another body bag.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that.
Yeah. Tom did find a body bag before, right before he died.
It just looked like a face. So we were like, what's happening? So like,
so it makes it seem that everyone that's been here just tries to dig their way out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if there's no other way.
Yeah, because it's like Tom's basically digging his own grave.
Yeah, because they've tried even walking through gardens. Mm-hmm. They tried cutting through everyone's yards.
Driving around until their car ran out of gas.
They just always end up at this house.
Yep, always. Mm-hmm. So it's like their whole life revolves around this. This is like Beetlejuice, bro. Beetlejuice, but you can go outside, basically. Okay. And it's like...
Well, at least in Beetlejuice, they had stimulation to go.
That's true, actually. They have people to communicate with. Right. Yeah, so it sucks. And then Gemma gets tired of it. And goes, you know, fuck, motherfucker. I should have murdered you earlier. And grabs a pickaxe and fights his ass. And he turns into like a... He doesn't turn, but he like crouches and starts crawling around like a fucking... weird when
she
spider.
When she swung at him and hit him, he did the
he's like
motherfucker was what we do in the shadow of vampire. And the way he started crawling,
it was fucking creepy. And then he literally picks up the sidewalk like a fucking Tom and Jerry character and goes under.
You know when he goes under, you know what that shot reminded me of?
What?
Insidious. It looked like what's the Insidious called? The other world?
Oh my God, why can't I not think about that?
But it felt like that. Yeah. Because it was like a dark house and he just looked very ghostly.
I can see that. And
it looked very creepy.
It's actually kind of cool. I was like, I wish I would have seen more of that. Mm-hmm. Because it was interesting. I like the aesthetic of it.
The further.
The further, yes. Mm-hmm. So it was like you look down and the kids crawling and go, there's like multiple doors and like it almost like it's like Monsters Inc. type like way where it's like different worlds almost. And Gemma was able to go under.
Yeah.
And she was like sliding into these weird parallels and there was like a red room and then just a little boy, but it's not the same little boy, it's like a different one. Mm-hmm. But he's watching the TV and there's a mom crying and then she like gets buried into the ground, which is super fucking cool.
And now she's in the green room. She was in that movie too.
And then you hear,
and it's a couple having sex, but the boy that's watching is the one imitating the sound.
Yep. And I was like, oh, damn. Mm-hmm. And then, because earlier they were having sex and the boy was watching them too.
Yes, he was.
And then she slides back and there's another one.
With the blue room with where the guy that committed suicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like seeing either different tests that are happening at the same time or... we don't know. There's like questions in here.
Or the ones that happened before in the same house and she's just seeing them. Because then she gets sunk into the ground again and she ends up back at that house. Mm-hmm. And she realizes where she's at and she starts fucking crying.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck. Like, mm-hmm. There's no escape, no hope, nothing. You're there to die.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. But then basically, she's dying.
She's dying, yeah.
And the boy puts him on a bag and goes, well, you're being released.
Yeah.
And she's... she said, I just want to be home. And there's a line that comes back throughout the movie. It says, silly mom, you're already home.
Yeah.
And she, her last words, I'm not your fucking mother. Mm-hmm. And he goes, whatever. And then just locks her up, throws her in the hole.
Yep.
And buries the hole back. And then the grass fades back in. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to the yonder.
Yeah.
He escapes the world. Mm-hmm. Goes to the store. Martin's still there. Dying.
Yeah, because Martin now is old as hell. So I'm assuming these creature things live up to like maybe 6 months, maybe a year.
Yeah, maybe. It's like a repeated cycle. Mm-hmm. Because he's dying and then they just kill him off. And then he gets put in like a fucking...
And the thing is the body bag that he puts him in, he folds him up. Yeah, like nothing.
Like nothing. Like he rolls him up.
He's made of nothing. Which it would be interesting because, okay, we didn't spend it, but... Early in the movie, when Gemma's fucking with him, like, imitate me, imitate Tom, then imitate a dog, and then she tells him, imitate who you went to see, because he's been sneaking out, he puffs up like a frog.
Yeah, like, he's, like screaming.
He croaks it out.
Yeah.
And the way she reacts to it is the same way I would have reacted to.
Yeah, that was like, what the fuck? Like, I knew you weren't human, but goddamn, like...
You didn't have to do all that. You didn't have to be a throat goat.
Like... It was fucking scary.
Like, that shit was fucking crazy.
It was pretty creepy. Yeah. And it's just like, I think the ending for me, it makes me feel like, okay, you have the cycle of parenthood, right? Right. With Gemma and Tom, raising a child to live out the real life. Then he goes, they die. He lives on to the real world. And then he works until he dies. And that's it. That's the cycle that he's living.
And it's
the cycle of just working till you die.
It's kind of the cycle of life.
Basically. So that's what I was like. I think this ending, this ends with Martin dying and then just getting replaced by someone else that's going to sit there and die and then get replaced by someone else.
Yes. Okay. I see that. Yeah.
Because this ends exactly how they walk into the store at the beginning of the movie. And I
mean, that's what the test is basically for. That's what the meaning of it is. It is place of life. It is life itself. So we're just seeing the cycles of a family and a human, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, I think it's place. This movie's just showing you the worst parts of life, because it's like coming home with, and then you had this unwanted child that like is not even human, you have no connection with, and it's like the worst possible way thing. You can't do anything. You can't escape it. You can't just leave it. You're just there. You die, and then that kid grows up and just works and dies. Like, there's no stimulation whatsoever. It's like, this is like the worst case scenario you can think of.
It would have been interesting if we saw Martin, the character Martin, get with another creature, but it's a woman.
Oh.
And then they do the cycle.
That would be interesting, actually. Like, to see, like, a different perspective. Like, their alien experiment or whatever the fuck. That could have been interesting. Yeah, I wish we would have seen a little bit more before they walk in.
Or the end of the movie, it's like all the houses all had children in them or a family in them that we just didn't see, and they all, like, it's like they're replacing everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Because I was like, maybe that's what we see, what Gemma sees when she goes down under.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
they don't see each other, but exactly. All the houses are filled.
Exactly. Because like, I think they're like in like layers. Almost like you said, like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Like kind of like that, where they're like layered and there's a bunch of experiments that are happening at the same time. So I don't know. It's like this weird, it's so weird. And I'm like trying to Google, like, does yonder mean something else besides like the further or beyond or something? But it's just like a name. I don't know. I can't really see it. In the Bible, I know they mention it, but it's like it's like a place of worship. But I'm not sure. Other than that, but I just wish that we saw more of Gemma and Tom's relationship beforehand, because we don't get much. It's not like they were dysfunctional.
But at least we know they were engaged, so of course they loved each other. I just think that when it came down to it, the arguments were not good.
No. I think it was like situations that they weren't placed yet. And they were already put on there.
Yeah. It's like they weren't prepared to it. It's like, because they just delivered this baby. She wasn't even pregnant.
No. It was just there.
Yeah.
And then they died. He dies with her. Like, he crawls back to her. She's
super sad about it. Because when the motherfucker brings the body back, she's like, how dare... Like, she doesn't say it, but her emotion's like, how dare you?
Bro. Her face is like... She does that ugly crying where, like...
Yeah.
You don't even look human. Like, she's just, like, fucking putting it out there. Which I'm like, damn, she kind of fucking killed it. Not gonna lie. Yeah. I don't even know if she's in other stuff. Because, like...
Black Christmas, 2018.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The Green Room. There was something else.
Oh, V for Vendetta.
Yep.
Pop Star. Oh, okay. Need for Speed. That was pretty recent.
Pop Off Queen.
Okay. Yeah, she fucking killed it. I was very, very happy with her performance. And then Jesse has
28 Weeks Later. Yep.
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, Fright Night too. The remake.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she's working.
She did great. Like, her performance was amazing in this movie.
Also, the beginning is like, we didn't mention the very, very opening of the birds. There's like a bird.
Oh, yes, the cockatoo.
Like, something. It.
The cuckoo. No, not the cockatoo. The cockatoo. It's like said that so confidently, too. Yeah,
you did. It's okay. But it's a bird that, I guess, a baby bird that is, it evades another bird's nest, kills the other infant, and pretends to be this bird's baby, and then that mother raises it, and then instead of, because her kids are dead, but she don't know that because she's raising a false bird, which is basically the premise of this movie.
Yep. So it's like, they spoil the movie from the very beginning.
Kind of. It's start making you think, like, what the fuck is happening? And if you don't know that species, then you don't know what they're doing.
Well, then they explain it kind of a little bit afterwards, but it's kind of like a passing thing. They don't really go in depth with it.
Yeah.
But honestly, this movie, as weird and like very slow this movie is, I was pretty intrigued because I think it's like, it it's not slow the entire time. Mm-hmm. Like they kind of they go a slow moments and then they keep you with a mystery. Like, oh, now the grass is like claymation all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, it's made out of clay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then this is happening. Then this weird ass kid talking in like weird ass shit. So it's like it keeps you kind of going with the mysteries and you're just kind of trying to figure things out. You're
trying to unsolve it. Yeah.
Because it's like, why is the sand made out of clay? Oh, is it like a playground, you know, like mm-hmm. a child's playground with and all the houses are made out of clay or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, some bullshit. So it plays with you. And I really enjoy that from a movie.
I also wish we would have gotten the different seasons.
Like, I get
we
you.
We didn't get no, rain. We didn't get
winter. It stays winter. Like one season. Stays, I guess yeah. this could be like simulation.
That's true.
Because it's like, oh, you at least get the different feel of cold or, mm-hmm. you know, snow or rain and stuff.
Because I think like vivariums in general, like for plants, they try to test them, like, you know, see how like the weather affects them yeah. or whatever, but temperatures. Yeah. That would have been interesting to see if they had to do holidays with this kid.
Ugh. Oh, you know what? That I would have mm-hmm. liked to see how that went because mm-hmm. they had to teach him about holidays and yeah. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would have been an interesting concept.
Like go through like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas with this kid and see
yeah. how, yeah. like how disconnected it is too, because the thing is it seems like it's a dark sides, but like what if it's a good thing, but there's mm-hmm. no connection with this child.
Right.
So yeah, I can see that. I can see how crazy that could have been, like mm-hmm. how weird at least. But yeah, that's pretty much the movie, right?
That's, yeah, I think that's Vivarium in its whole
okay. Okay, so like we do in Letterboxd,
okay,
we go and give it a rating and a review.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos, what was your rating and review?
Of course Carlos is not ready. And
come on, TikTok baby. Oh,
in the house,
yeah,
you know the houses are number 9,
yeah. Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
So if you guys didn't hear that, I don't know, but like yeah. she has, so the number 9 is apparently like a play of 9 months being in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess it's like that's, life.
So he was probably there for 9 months. He was in the womb for 9 months.
Huh. Interesting.
Because 98 days is 3 months and 8 days. So then, yeah. It seems about the right time.
Like, and then he's ready to leave the world mm-hmm. after that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I can see that.
And he's released into the world. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so smart.
That's deep.
That's very deep. I like that.
That's pretty deep.
That makes sense. Okay.
I don't think it's deeper than Velocipaster, but it's pretty deep.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes. So I gave it a 3 stars, and I said, raise a child, they said. It will be fun, they said. Raise a child just so you can get it ready for the world and leave you to die.
Jesus. That's true. Fuck, that's sad. How much mm-hmm. was it? The stars?
3.
3? Okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's good. I gave it a 4. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I said, I come from the land down yonder.
Okay.
You know, a little bit.
Pop off king.
This movie made me realize the fucked up sides of one-sided parenting. Mm-hmm. This is why abortion should be a legal right.
Okay, pop off there.
Because that child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say I would have joined his plan.
Listen, the actor did an amazing job.
He did. He killed it.
He did.
If the director said be as annoying as possible, he killed it.
The character? Oh, honey.
No, the Murder. Character? No. That shit wasn't human.
No. Okay.
Yep.
Daddy of the movie.
I mean, I'd say Gemma. Okay. I know who you're going to say.
Gemma.
Oh.
Well.
I thought you were going to say the older boy.
No, I'm going to say Tom because he fought this kid at least.
That's true. He did.
Actually, Gemma actually tried swinging on him too.
She did. But she succeeded.
The older one didn't miss me off as much. He was acting like an adult. The child.
That's why I thought you were going to pick him because you're like, oh, he's cute.
He was kind of cute.
You literally went, oh, damn.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I think Gemma, because she kind of tackled it head on. This motherfucker just went and distracted himself till he died.
Yeah, he did.
So he kind of pussied out.
Gemma's the daddy for this.
My thing, raise the child. Unless they died at the end, like I would have given it a shot.
I don't know.
Because it's like we can't escape. Fuck it. Let's just raise this child. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Who knows? What's the worst thing that could happen? We die. We're gonna die anyways.
Yeah.
So they could have just raised it.
We can raise it. We can kill it every day. It'll bring a new one. It doesn't seem to die when he slammed it against the ground. So.
Let's tie him up. Like Andy in the bed like that.
Today we'll throw him out the window. Tomorrow we'll climb up to the roof and then push him off. You want to stab him tomorrow? Because I'll hit him with the hammer the next day.
I got a pickaxe in the car.
He's not going to die. We might as well have fun with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Call that shit rage room. Throw him against the TV at one point. Grab him by the legs and just swing him like the whole.
Do I look like I give a fuck? What if he would just turn into like a alien at that point because it's threatened? So he just turns into like a fucking octopus alien.
I know where we're at.
Motherfucker, I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so we do have a final line in this movie.
Uh-huh.
It's, I'm not your fucking mother.
Right.
But that's before she dies.
Uh-huh.
What if she would have lived? Okay. What do you think she would have told the son before she's fucking pickaxed him in the head?
I think she would have said the same thing as, like, I'm not your fucking mother.
And then just, pah, the also, same thing?
Don't kill my husband in front of me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would have been something like, you've been evicted.
You know?
Or like,
you've been aborted.
Yo, I like that one. That's a good one.
Don't cancel me.
It's okay. our fans are progressive enough. Fuck. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Mission abort.
Ah. Yeah, I don't know. This is a hard one. I was trying to figure out. I was like, maybe we can have a fun one. But
okay. If you were stuck in this situation,
mm-hmm.
but you had the choice of three movies, three video games, and three books to take with you on this journey that you will be in for I don't know how long, what three movies, three books, and three video games would you take with you?
If I was stuck in a neighborhood and I can't leave anywhere, no simulations, three books, three movies.
And three video games.
Three video games. Okay, video games. I'll start with video games. I would do Portal 2.
Okay.
I would do... damn, that's fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Portal 2, Binding of Isaac.
Okay, that sounds religious.
Yeah, it's like a religious... anti-religious, I would say.
Okay.
Binding of Isaac. And then the third one... like a sexy game, I'd say, like some sort of like Dead or Alive, something like where I see titties shaking.
Okay.
So I can get some simulation that way. Books, I don't read books. So like some art, can I bring sketchbooks?
Sure.
Three sketchbooks. Three watercolor sketchbooks.
Okay.
And then three movies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a horror movie. I would have to pick like a, cause, Spider-Man 2. You see, this is where I come back from the last TikTok. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Because that would at least make me feel emotions.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know?
Okay, that's understandable.
And Spider-Man 2 would make me feel emotions too.
Okay.
And then the third movie, a porno.
That's fine. Like Nightmare, what is it?
Repenetrator.
Repenetrator.
Evil Head,
yeah.
Psycho.
Okay.
You know, something like that. Some sort of porno that I can just be like, I get some sexual dopamine in my head.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good job.
And what about you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to ask me. That was your TikTok. Okay, anyways. Books, I'll probably take Jurassic Park. Maybe Carrie, even though I have to start reading it, and because I don't read books either.
Yeah, I told you.
I know. There's this new book that's very intriguing that I kind of want to read, but since I don't read, I have to find the time to do it. But it's called My Roommate's a Vampire.
Okay.
I don't know about who's by,
but maybe just start. One hour a day.
And I opened them. There's like little text messages between them. And
oh, really, that's cool. Cute.
Yeah, and she finds out he's a vampire. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm intrigued. Do it. In the book.
Just 1 hour a day.
I know.
Before bed.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah. Instead of watching a TikTok or YouTube videos.
Sometimes I try to watch a movie.
No. Go to read.
Okay.
That's your new challenge.
I'm going to read on my way to my vacation. Because it's a long ass flight. But anyways, that's not the point. So those three books and then video games. Ooh. Dead by Daylight. If they can allow me some Wi-Fi.
I was going to say, no, you get no simulation, no contact with anybody.
Fuck. Okay, so Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, the new Spider-Man 2 or the original?
The new one.
Okay.
Spider-Man 5. Grand Theft Auto 5. Because okay. I can at least...
That's a good pick.
And then King Kong Skull Island. The Peter Jackson's King Kong Skull Island.
Wow, that's a good one.
Those are the three games I would take with me. Just because I feel like that leaves a little bit of open world, so I can kind of have
fun. And you won't get bored, which is, that's a good, Grand Theft Auto is a really good one for that.
And then movies, Jurassic Park.
Okay, of course.
Reanimator.
Okay.
And now the third one, that's very hard, actually. Because it's like, what do I want?
Yeah, because that's why I'm like porno, because it's like, I have to have a different purpose. I can't just be like my movies make me feel emotions, you know?
No, I get it. I would probably, this is gonna sound really weird, I would probably take a haunted house with Marlon Wayans.
I can see that.
That shit's so funny to
me. Yeah, that's like your personality. Yeah. So I totally
would have fun with that, at least.
Yeah. Those are good choices. Those are really good. Wow, so look at that. You would be fine. But then at the same time, you got a little kid.
Remember, whatever turns it is to murder him that day.
That'd be funny.
Drown him in the bathtub, I don't know.
I mean, if it's us two stuck there, we're going to have to work together. You're going to have to be patient.
And you're going to have to turn gay eventually.
Gay.
If we need stimulation, just know this mouth do wonders. Okay?
You suck his cock. That's a good point. That's good. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not being the bottom.
I can compensate.
I just imagine the aliens leaving you with like a little like a douche. Like what is that called? To when you clean yourself.
Oh,
what is that called? Oh my god. When you spray water?
There's another name. There's another name.
Oh my god, why can't I think?
I'm the worst gay person. Because I can't think of it either.
So oh my god. Enema. Uh-huh. Like an enema kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe they just drop off like what?
The Amazon Prime it. Like, hey, I think we're ready now. It's been long enough.
Boop, 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 boop. A couple of bots. I was like, damn, they're hooking us up. But yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
I think that's it. So, there's no kills.
No, there's literally no kill. Well, they're technically.
Yeah, but.
Death. There's no kill. There's a death.
There's two deaths.
Yeah.
Three deaths.
It's fine. There's
but death. They just die.
For the first time ever in this Hordaddy's universe, no kills. James would be like, and in this movie, we got zero kills.
All right. Love you, James.
James, love you.
Yeah. So ready for the roulette of horror to see what we are covering next week.
Oh, shit. There it is. Time for the roulette of horror. All righty. So we added, of course, a different one. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Oh, wait.
Where it's going to land. All right. Doing well? Doing good?
When evil lurks, I am so excited.
That movie, I know. I've seen the scene.
That movie is fucked up.
That's going to be a crazy one to watch. So, obviously, trigger warning. I know there's a lot of people that out there that don't like movies like that. Mm-hmm. So, this movie's fucking crazy if you haven't seen it.
Children will die.
Children die. Everyone's in danger.
Yeah.
So, if you don't like those, I do not blame you.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Where is this? Is it on Shudder?
Shudder.
So, go watch it if you have Shudder.
Mm-hmm.
I think Amazon has you can watch it, you know.
Yeah.
Through trial or something like
that. It's also in Spanish.
Yes. Foreign films. So you already know. If you're a real horror fan, you know that foreign films don't got a line.
No. Love this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to watch it. I've seen the scene. That's all I've seen. The one scene that everyone talks about in this movie.
It's very this very interesting concept with demons. I really like it. So, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening.
And remember. See you in your dreams. Okay. Bye. Cancel. Bye, guys. Bye.